Well, good morning, everyone. We are so glad that you have come down for the children's sermon today. I am excited to talk to you. I am sorry that Miss Jessica could not be here, but you're going to have to settle for me. Here's what we're going to, here's your question. Here's what I want to hear from you today as we get started. Did anyone make a card for your mom or for anyone else for Mother's Day? Raise your hand. All right, so what kinds of things, raise your hand if you have an answer, what kinds of things did you write in your card? All right, Davis, what you got? You're the best mom ever. You're the best mom ever. That's got to be good to hear. That's a good one. You wrote her name. That's a great start. Yep. Anything else, or that was it? That's it. Okay, that's great. I'm sure she loved it. All right, Hadley? Happy Mother's Day. That's a really good one to include. One more. Natalie, you got one? You wrote a joke? Oh, did she laugh?
No.
Oh. She didn't. Oh, you didn't give it to her yet. Now she has a joke to look forward to all morning. I can't wait to hear about it when I see her next after today. So writing a card for someone, giving them special notes, those are all really wonderful things, and I'm glad for those of you who did those for your mom or for someone else for today. But even better, or just as important, I should say, as telling someone you love them or telling someone nice things is showing them you love them. Here's what the Bible says in 1 John 4:9. It says this, "This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him." And then it goes on to say, since God loved us so much, we ought to love one another. So one of the best ways for you to show your love for God is to love one another. So definitely God loves to hear us say, "I love you," but he would also really like to see us say, "I love you." When God wanted to show us his love, he didn't just say it with words, he said it with action. He sent Jesus into the world to live, to die, to rise again, so that we can be in God's family forever. So you tell me, what are some ways that you can show your mom you love her today and all throughout the week? Anyone have any ideas? JH, what you got? You're going to cook food for her? All right, that'll be good. Give her presents. That's a great way. Edward, one more. Give her candy. That's what every mom wants. She wants candy. Absolutely. You might help out around the house. You might clean your room or empty your trash. You could show her of your love for today, at least just today, by obeying everything she tells you to do, right? You could even love her by getting along with your brothers or sisters, right? That would be good. So it's easy, it's a good thing to tell your mom that you love her, but if you really love her, your actions are going to show it too, and that goes for all of us. If we're going to show God's love into the world, then our actions are going to show it as well. So think about that. Think about how you can show your mom and everyone else around you how much you love them today. Let's pray, and then we can go back and sit with your families. Dear God, we have come to worship today to say we love you. Help us to go out of here today to show you that we love you by our actions. In your name that we pray. Amen.